South African time, if things remain on schedule. Cape Peninsula University of Technology will be launching its third mission into space, satellite mission, from the Cape Canaveral launch site in Florida in the USA. Three satellites will be making up this mission. It has the name MDA-SAT-1, which stands for Marine Domain Awareness. We're joined now by SIPUT's acting chief engineer on the project, Nyameko Khoi. A very, 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 very good morning, Nyameko.
Good morning, John. Good morning to listeners too.
Are things on track?
Yes. Last night, the last time I talked to some of the engineers, I think everything is well on track, and then we can't wait to see the launch, and then also to track the satellites. Maybe that first talk with them. Yes.
How soon after the launch are they deployed in space and connected so you can have a, in inverted commas, conversation with these satellites?
Basically, I think at the moment we'll have the first conversation in around 9:15, but it will be a very low pass, so we're not going to get much out of that. But 10:15, we'll have a better connection, so hopefully we'll start communicating with the first two, and then the third one will depend now after that. We'll see let's say tomorrow morning we'll probably get to communicate with the third one.
The MDA in the name, Marine Domain Awareness, gives one a sort of sense of what you are going to be monitoring via these satellites, but tell us more about the aim of this mission.
Yes, the aim of the mission basically is just to monitor the marine domain. We will monitor the ships and the vessels that come to our shoreline. Basically, we're going to be monitoring our economic zone. It's an exclusive economic zone about 200 kilometers from our shoreline. So we will be monitoring the ships. It gives us an advantage using satellites instead of terrestrial equipment to view this due to the horizon factor in the ocean. So if people are fishing illegally and stuff like that, then we can monitor those ships and we can monitor those vessels all day.
Yeah, obviously we know this, that from very, 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 very far away, you can get the level of detail that allows you to say that ship is the SS this or the PDO this, and then you communicate that information to somebody who checks whether that ship has the right to be in South African waters.
That's correct. So basically, we gather all that data, and then if people, they want to view that, or they have an interest in that ship or any other interest in that in that vessel, so they can gather that, they can get that information from us.
Do they have to pay you for that information?
No. Remember that this is the government sponsored adventure. So it's with that said, the government basically they gave us $27 million in 2018, and then we had a precursor mission then. And then following up from that precursor mission, we had to develop three more satellites in order to get more data out of that first satellite. And then, you know, you've got one satellite and then you can only do one scan. And then if you've got four, now you've got four more scans, and then you get more data out of that, yes.
Yeah. And so of course, there is a question to be asked about the ability of the authorities to follow up on any data that you give them that suggests a ship might be doing something illegal in South African waters, but that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to gather the data and pass it on.
Correct. That's our responsibility, just to gather the data and showcase the capability, the engineering capability that we have in South Africa. And then if any other countries, like, for example, in Africa, are interested in that also, we can expand that according to the needs.
Satellites have been deployed for a while now. Has it become sort of almost routine to build a satellite to the specifications that are necessary in order for it to do its work up there? So, I mean, is there still a sense of sort of scientific excitement when you complete a building project and the satellite gets shipped to America and strapped to a SpaceX launcher and then going into the sky and you wait for the first connection. Has it become kind of routine or is it still wow?
There's still a wow factor, John, because, I mean, you're not having the same payload. And then, I mean, the equipment that we're using currently in the satellite, I mean, it's been developed for over 10 years. So with that development, there's always an improvement. There's always new things that you improve, new things that you want to showcase, the speed, the data speed and the data links and the data connection and stuff like that. So there's always something new that is carried by that satellite. For example, now with this one, we've got more AIS channels, which will give us more data than the previous mission, whereby we had only one AIS channel and then we only get data from that channel. So, yeah, there's always something new to improve, something new, new solar panels. It's like technology every 5 years, you know, you have to have something new in order to get that wow factor, you know.
Nyameki Khoi, thanks very much indeed, acting chief engineer on this project. And, yeah, South African engineering up there with the best in the world.